This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 26th. God's word to you today is Faith Key. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 6, from the Amplified Version, and it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him." Why do people excuse incompetence or lack of power? Why do people in the church build theories around their lack of power and around their ignorance? What I've noticed in the church is that if people are ignorant in certain areas, they build theories around it. If you are ignorant about prosperity, should you build theories around it? When people are ignorant about healing, they build theories around it to justify their ignorance. Why not humble yourself and learn? The Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus did miracles yesterday, you can be certain that He's doing the same miracles today, and He will do miracles forever. If you did not understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or how people can operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, the solution is not to build a theory around it. Why not humble your heart and open your heart to God for your own experience? This is our focus in this season, opening our hearts to the supernatural. Every time I hear testimonies of God's goodness, it is like I'm hearing it for the first time in my life. It never gets old that a God that sits in the heavens is mindful and interferes in the affairs of men for their own good. Honestly, I'm even surprised that scientists can say that a miracle is nothing but a natural law yet to be discovered. It does not make any sense. What natural law yet to be discovered made a young boy, crippled in both legs, walk? It is supernatural. Face it. It is beyond our brains. You cannot assess it by reasoning. You can only assess it by faith. Do you believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? This is the same Jesus that was conceived by a virgin. Does a virgin conceiving make sense to the scientific mind? Another school of thought says, coincidence is a miracle where God chooses to be anonymous. Some people say there are no coincidences. I do not think that is very correct, because some things are pure coincidences. If he is my husband, let him wear green to church. The man just wore green to church that day. It is a coincidence. It does not mean anything. That is not God. It is just a coincidence. Do not get me wrong. Obviously, God confirms things like with Isaac's wife. But you cannot build your life assuming every coincidence is from God. A whole lot of coincidences that we call God have nothing to do with God. It is just a coincidence. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help me approach God and the things of God by faith and not by reasoning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.